USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump has just made his first public remarks since last night's Iranian missile strikes on two bases in Iraq that house U.S. soldiers. Here's how he opened those remarks at the White House.
I'm pleased to inform you the American people should be extremely grateful and happy. No Americans were harmed in last night's attack by the Iranian regime. We suffered no casualties. All of our soldiers are safe, and only minimal damage was sustained at our military bases. Our great American forces are prepared for anything. Iran appears to be standing down, which is a good thing for all parties concerned and a very good thing for the world.
This is USA Radio News.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Many Republicans are losing patience with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for still not submitting articles of impeachment to the Senate, despite their passage in the House weeks ago. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy saying this morning,
"The idea that she had to rush us, that she had to get it because it was so imperative to move forward, the idea that she wouldn't move it forward just shows the weakness of the case and, more importantly, the no need for it."
McCarthy also arguing the focus of lawmakers should be some other issues right now. Pelosi still withholding the articles over concerns about how the Senate plans to handle an impeachment trial and whether the trial will be fair. Boeing says it's trying to gather more information following the crash of one of its passenger planes belonging to Ukraine International Airlines near Tehran early today. All 180 people aboard were killed. Interestingly, it happened at about the same time Iran was firing missiles at Iraq. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Experts are saying that more earthquakes are possible on Puerto Rico this week as a magnitude 6.4 earthquake rocked it on Tuesday, killing one person, causing widespread damage. The U.S. Geological Survey says it was just one of over 500 quakes that have been recorded on the island since December 28th, and at least 30 of those quakes had a magnitude of 4.0 or greater. The agency says the latest quake could be part of a sequence that is going to lead to even larger earthquakes. The cancer death rate is declining for the first time ever in America. According to the American Cancer Society, the rate fell by 2.2% between 2016 and 2017, the study showing that the drop was largely driven by a decline in deaths from lung cancer. Decreased number of cases of skin melanoma also contributing to the significant declines in the overall death rate. And one of Aretha Franklin's sons is speaking out about a biopic based on his mother's life coming out this year. Keke Franklin saying he's upset about the fact that the family wasn't asked to give any input about his mother's story, saying on a Facebook post, "How can you make a movie about a person and not talk to the person's sons or grandkids about important information?" The Queen of Soul's attorney says this is his attempt to become the personal representative of the Franklin estate. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.